Callie Hardy is my special guest today, along with her mom and baby Rosie, as John is out on vacation. And Callie, I've been wanting to ask you about this because I know that it's deep and it's personal, but I don't think you'll mind sharing it with Callie's song.
Oh.
What was it like the moment you first heard that song?
Oh, I had a mental breakdown in the car. I was sobbing uncontrollably. I didn't know. It was a total surprise. He had been writing it, I think, for that year. Mm-hmm. He'd kept it from me the whole year. And then we were just riding around in the car. He really wanted to go for a ride. And that's usually when he'll play me new music because everything just sounds good in the car.
Oh, absolutely. And just for a little backstory, and if you just to help people remember, Hardy's bus had this terrible accident. Mm-hmm. He was on the bus along with the driver and...
The driver, his manager at the time, and our photographer, videographer, Tanner.
Right.
Yeah.
And it was a terrible accident. And they're so fortunate that... Mm. They survived, but there was a lot of injuries and a lot of healing that had to happen first. And obviously this song for you was born out of that.
Yeah, it was. And I had no idea he was writing it. He took me on this drive and he was like, you know, I have something to show you, and played me the song. And I was touched at the beginning of it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was so sweet and thoughtful. And then it got into that. The part were about the bus.
Yes.
Oh, man. I lost my mind. I just boohoo cried like into my hands. It was so emotional. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I love that song. I think it's so sweet and it will always mean so much to me and just so much to us as a couple and like where our relationship was at the time, because our wedding was a month after the wreck. Right. I was on my bachelorette when it happened. So, so that song will always be very, very meaningful to
me. Well, and it's more than a love song.
Yeah.
It's a life song.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I mean, that's just, it's a moment in history that clearly imprinted on him. And Michael's a pretty romantic guy, isn't he? Not like out with people. I mean, you know, you don't just see him on stage and think, wow, what a romance guy.
Yeah.
But I have this feeling deep down, he's a very romantic guy.
He is. He's a very sensitive person, which a lot of people wouldn't gather from like his artist persona, you know, but I mean, it comes out in ways that he knows how to express it. So like songwriting, he does. He's an emotional guy, but he does have a little soft spot for romance there, for sure.
Another reason why having a girl first was great.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I mean, it just...
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. It was perfect.
It's like she's sewn in his heart.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. I know. I can only... Everyone's always like, when is he going to write a song about Rosie? And I know the day is coming, but he...
Sure.
He waits until the perfect moment for all of this stuff. He doesn't just like willy-nilly write a bunch of love songs. He always says he's not good at love songs, but I disagree, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, he when he writes it, he means it. It's going to be the best version of that song, as written, as great as it can possibly be. He is a perfectionist about them.
All right, coming up next, are Callie and Hardy going to have more babies?